Trump urges SCOTUS to permit end of Biden-era mass migration pipeline. By John Binder on May 9, 2025. President Donald Trump's Department of Justice, DOJ, is urging the Supreme Court of the United States, SCOTUS, to permit the administration to end a parole pipeline created by former President Joe Biden that imported more than 500,000 migrants to American communities. In March, the Trump administration revoked the legal status of more than 530,000 migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela who were allowed into the U.S. interior via a Biden-era parole pipeline known as the CHNV program. Following the announcement, two non-governmental organizations, NGOs, partially funded by Alex and George Soros's Open Society Foundation, sued the Trump administration to keep the parole pipeline intact. Later, Obama-appointed U.S. District Judge Indira Tulwani sided with the Soros-funded NGOs and blocked Trump from ending Biden's CHNV program. Tulwani, as Breitbart News reported, has past ties to Democrats, including volunteering for Obama's presidential campaign. This week, Solicitor General John Sauer filed an emergency appeal to SCOTUS, urging the court to override Tulwani's decision and allow Trump to end the parole pipeline. This application seeks to correct a recent, destabilizing trend in immigration cases, Sauer wrote to the court. The Immigration and Nationality Act, INA, vests the Secretary of Homeland Security with broad discretion over categories of immigration determinations and precludes judicial review of such discretionary determinations. Specifically, the INA permits the Secretary to grant parole to aliens on a case-by-case basis for urgent humanitarian reasons or significant public benefit, and it permits the Secretary to revoke that parole whenever the purposes of such parole shall, in the opinion of the Secretary of Homeland Security, have been served. The previous administration granted parole categorically to aliens from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, resulting in the parole of 532,000 aliens into the United States. Emphasis added. On March 25, 2025, Secretary Noem revoked that categorical grant of parole while reserving the discretion to make case-by-case exceptions. The district court nevertheless held that the secretary lacked authority to revoke the categorical grant of parole without providing individualized, case-by-case consideration for each of 532,000 aliens. It then issued a de facto permanent injunction against the secretary's policy. In doing so, the district court engaged in the very review Congress prohibited, needlessly upending critical immigration policies that are carefully calibrated to deter illegal entry, vitiating core executive branch prerogatives, and undoing democratically approved policies that featured heavily in the November election. This court should stay the district court's order. Emphasis added. Biden's parole pipeline for migrants has since been exposed for massive fraud and abuse. Most recently, the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, revealed that terrorist watch list migrants were able to secure Medicaid benefits after getting released into the U.S. through the CHNV program. The DOGE report found that 905 of the migrants, including four on the terrorist watch list, had been collecting Medicaid benefits totaling $276,000 in American taxpayer dollars. Another 41 were collecting unemployment benefits totaling $42,000. Similarly, 22 of the migrants received tax refunds in 2024, totaling $751,000, and several more received food stamp benefits. DOGE official Antonio Gracias has also said that several parole migrants have been discovered on state voter rolls, with some having voted in the last presidential election. "We looked at voter rolls and we found that thousands are registered to vote in friendly states," Gracias said. "And we looked even further in those friendly states and found that many of those people had actually voted. It was shocking to us." John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.